Here now is our final question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book, and it's one that I think that most of us have dealt with at one time or another. Here's the question. No matter what I do, I will always have doubts. I have to see to believe. Please help. After reading of your dilemma, I immediately thought of one of Jesus' 12 disciples, the one we often refer to as Doubting Thomas. Let's read about him in John 20, verses 24 through 28. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in their midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Like you, Thomas was actually saying, I have to see to believe. In his case, the Lord graciously appeared to him and allowed him to physically see his wounds, and then Thomas believed. But that is not the case today, for the Lord wants us to believe without seeing him. After Thomas saw the Lord and believed, the Lord Jesus said in verse 29, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. The Apostle Peter, in writing to believers in Christ, had this to say in 1 Peter 1:8, Whom having not seen, ye love, and whom, though ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. The believer today has never seen Christ physically, but with the vision of faith they do see him and they rejoice. The world has a saying, seeing is believing. The Christian can say, believing is seeing. The truth is, dear friend, you must, by faith, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, or you will never be saved and go to heaven. Jesus said in John 6:47, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. How simple. God has given us his word that reveals his Son as the Savior of sinners, and all we have to do is believe it. And if we do, we have everlasting life. But if we refuse to believe on Christ through God's word, we will experience the truth of Jesus' words in John 8:24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. How solemn! If we do not believe that Jesus is our Savior, we will die in our sins and will bear the judgment due to those sins throughout all eternity. We would plead with you to take to heart the words of the Apostle Paul in Acts 16:31, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.